Facebook, can you imagine life with no internet? Because if you live in rural Lancashire, that's been pretty much the problem for some time now, for quite a few. Thankfully, things began to change when a local cooperative called BARN, that stands for Broadband for the Rural North, decided to build their own super-fast broadband connection. If you remember, earlier this year, families living in around the Forest of Bowland began digging a 40-mile trench to install cables themselves, rather than relying on the big companies to do so. Well, this week, some homes in Quorma have been linked up to the broadband for the first time. Before we speak to one of them, and Bruce is standing patiently by, let's speak to Barry Ford, the man behind the project. Barry, thanks for coming on to speak to us at this tea time. How much work has gone into this? Because, you know, this was really a case of local action that has got this going, isn't it?
Good evening, Alison. Yes, it's really all been done by locals, but the amount of work that's been put in is absolutely astronomical. I don't think any of us quite realised how much effort and time it was going to take. But it's fantastic.
How many people, you know, go without broadband? It's one of those things now that people take for granted. The thought of me being offline at home horrifies me now.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody could live with it anymore, and it's becoming more and more important. It's not just social media. There's just so many things.
Kids with
shopping.
The homework.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Life without it is unthinkable. It's like life without mobile phones as well. You know, it's difficult to imagine it.
And are you one of the residents that started off this action group, Barry?
Yes, I am indeed. My house is one of the ones that's got appalling broadband, and my neighbours can't get any broadband at all. So, you know, we all sat there and we were moaning and groaning about it, and people just said, well, hang on, let's stop moaning and groaning, let's try and do something about it.
It must have needed a lot of know-how.
Well, we were lucky. I mean, across the community, we've got quite a few people around here that know what they're doing, and fortunately, my background's in designing computer networks, so I was able to help. But we've got a, you know, broad mix of skills between us, and it was just a case of getting the right people together and getting everybody to realise that the problem wasn't going to be solved unless we did something ourselves.
Barry,
the magic wand.
Irony of what you work in and ended up living in a place that had no connection.
Well, we have a bit of a joke here that, you know, the better the view, the worse the broadband. And, you know, we do love living where we live, and around the AONB, Forest of Bowland, it's terrific. But the cap in hand with that goes the fact the broadband is really awful.
All right, let's bring in Bruce Alexander, who I suppose is a neighbour. I don't know how far across the field he may be. But, Bruce, you are living somewhere that is in one of the houses that have been linked up.
It is, absolutely. Good evening.
And are you a happy chap?
Yes, it's great.
We've still got Barry listening. So, you know, between the pair of you, just explain about the project when you decided as a bunch of locals to actually start digging the trench.
Shall I take that first, or you, Bruce?
No, you take it first, Barry. You're the brains behind it. I'm a bit of a brawn, perhaps.
I think it was very much a case of optimistic belief in our fellow community members. You know, we felt that there were enough people in the community who would be willing to put up money, not just to help themselves, but to help other people in the community. So many of the people who are involved in the project have recognised that it's about supporting the whole rural community and making it viable and keeping people out here. And we believe that people would. You have a lot of cynicism in the world these days, and a lot of people said to us, no, people won't put up money, and they won't put the work in, and they won't give you way leads and so on. But we live out here, and we know our neighbours, and we all felt that wasn't right,
yeah,
that there was a lot of pent-up willingness to help. It's absolutely right.
Bruce, you said that you provided some of the brawn. Is that right? Were you digging?
Yes, absolutely. I've dug quite a number of trenches, and I've been involved in getting people connected into the house, getting the ducting into the properties, and then also involved in blowing the fibre into the properties.
It does sound unfeasible to those people who just expect to have a connection ready and waiting and for the technical bits to happen, to go out and do the physical work yourself. How much has this cost you all?
Well, the basic fee for a connection is £150, and then it's £30 a month after that. But we've had very generous people buying shares in the company, and I think we've raised in excess of £300,000.
So have you set up your own company, or you run it like a cooperative?
It's a cooperative company, but there are shareholders in it, and that's where we've got our capital together to buy the capital items and all the ducting and stuff. and a lot of the labour is being done by willing volunteers and local landowners and people, and they are getting paid in shares in the company.
And how long did it take you to realise that you would have to do this yourself? Because how much debate did you have with any internet providers and the computer companies before you thought, no one's going to do this for us?
I think as far as really out in the rural areas, it's impossible for any commercial company to come in from scratch and start building networks. The costs are too high for the revenue. BT's taken the line that it's not commercial out here without very substantial grants from government. So, you know, we've known for a long time that it wasn't going to happen unless either there was a sudden pot of gold appeared from somewhere, and we all know what the government's piggy banks like at the moment, so we didn't think that would happen, or we'd have to do something about it ourselves, and there really isn't a third option, and there still isn't.
Are you online now?
I'm not. The fibre's creeping towards me. I get out there with my spade and try and help it along. Next couple of weeks, I'm one of the next batch of people that will get connected, and then probably about a couple of weeks out from now, there'll be quite a big batch around Arcombe that will get connected. So it's growing out organically. You know, it's like a lot of these things. You have to do a lot in the middle before you can connect the first one, and then it just sort of grows out very nicely.
Bruce, are you?
I'm connected, yes. I'm one of the lucky ones.
Oh, when did you go online?
About beginning of October.
And what difference has it made to your life?
Well, it just means that when you put the computer on and you want to watch iPlayer, you can get it up and you can watch it in HD, and you don't have to wait for the little egg timer to go round every so often, and people can finish their sentences without them having to wait to catch up on that.
We should have done this on Skype, really, shouldn't we?
Yeah. And also, I mean, one of my neighbours who's on works from home. He can now download civil engineering plans from his office in Cheadle, which he couldn't do before. And that saves him a 150-mile round trip.
So working from home.
Working from home.
Are there many teenagers and school children that, you know, can now do the homework a lot more easily?
There should be. Well, there will be. I mean, I think there's...
They're too busy on iTunes and the like right now, though.
Yeah, of the 11 houses that are collected, 14 houses that are connected, I think maybe 5 or 6 of them have got kids in. So they'll be using it for what kids do.
Yeah. Well, listen, Bruce and to Barry, thanks for coming on to talk to us. Are you going to have an official launch?
We are indeed. We're just waiting until we go live in Arcombe, and we're going to have a big launch there, probably in Arcombe Village Hall, and bring your own device and see what super fast broadband really feels like.
Yeah, you'll be able to have your music over the internet.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's a bit of a touchy subject, alcohol tonight, but you'll be able to do your big shop for the party online.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I tell you what, while I've got you on, chaps, what do you reckon to the minimum pricing of alcohol? What is your view?
Well, I'm personally, I don't think it's a particularly good idea. I don't think it will actually solve the binge drinking at all, but it will affect people who are sort of on modest incomes, you know, like an odd glass.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, boys, thanks very much for coming on to talk to us.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Good
Bye-bye.
To talk to you. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Two chaps, Barry Ford and Bruce Alexander, living in the north of Lancashire, around rather Cuomer area. They've been offline until they've dug that trench themselves, and slowly by surely and steady progress, bit by bit, they come in online.